Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Glass so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Your money, pick up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. A gun that shoots, tailgates, substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Could not keep all his kings supplied to sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Earl Scruggs, who died on this day in 2012. Not a great many people you could call a banjo legend, but he'd be at the top of that list. From my limited knowledge of such things, it'd be him and Bela Fleck and Steve Martin and I guess that creepy kid from Deliverance, and that's about all the banjo players I know. Earl Scruggs actually developed a three-finger picking style that elevated the banjo from its previous role as a background rhythm instrument to a featured solo status. Best known for his pairings with Lester Flatt as the man who popularized bluegrass. Hell, they even gave the genre its name. We've all heard the Ballad of Jed Clampett, you know, the Beverly Hillbillies theme. That was them. But we just heard Earl Scruggs playing behind the birds there, doing You Ain't Going Nowhere. All right, back to the music here on X-Ray.
Seen a man stand over a dead dog by the highway in a ditch. Looking down, kind of puzzled, poking that doggy with a stick. Got his car door flung open, standing out on Highway 81, like if he stood there long enough, that dog get up and run. Well, it struck me kind of funny, seemed kind of funny, so to me, at the end of every heart. People find some reason to believe. Mary Lou, love a Johnny, with a love mean and true. She said, baby, I work for you every day.
and bring my money home unto you. Well, one day he up and left up. Oh, and ever since of that, she waits at Danny in that dirt road for young Johnny to come back. Yeah, struck me kind of funny. Seemed kind of funny still to me. How at the end of every hard day, people find some reason to believe. Take the baby to the river. How will you make all him? Wash a baby. Gathers down by the riverside. Preacher stands with his Bible. The groom stands waiting for his pretty bride. Congregation gone and the sun sets behind a weeping willow tree. Groom stands alone and watches the river rush on effortlessly. It struck me kind of funny. Yeah, funny suddenly. How at the end of every hard day, you can find some reason, you can find some reason to believe.
Questions,
what's that?
For their mothers as they ran. But no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. Get over losing our minds. just 30 miles from Detroit. There stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps. The seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people or how they would survive. And we almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over? Sheriff of Monroe County had a sure enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, that time, almost lost Detroit, that time, how will we ever get over, those odds are, we're gonna lose somewhere, one time.
Safe tomorrow on an endless night. So silver star spangled, the bells from the chapel went jingle, jangle.
Do you love me?
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 Like I love you. Beside her, yet I seemed so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head. So completely filled with light she was, a shadow fanged and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells from the chapel went devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try, but I just err, baby, I do err. So come and find me, my darling one. I'm down the grounds, the very dregs. Here she comes, blocking the sun, blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, 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 jangle.
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Like I love you.
Toward their end, I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle,
was on this day in 1994 that Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released that single, Do You Love Me? Prior to that, we heard Gil Scott-Heron doing We Almost Lost Detroit, and I play that in honor of the man responsible for that cool vintage analog synth on that song, Malcolm Cecil. Cecil, perhaps? He was an innovative, if undersung, musical figure who died on this day 5 years ago at the age of 84. He began his career as a jazz bassist and later became a producer, but was best remembered for his pioneering synthesizer programming work at a time when few people actually knew how to work the damn things. Alongside fellow producer Robert Margouleff, they also worked their magic on albums by Stevie Wonder and the Isley Brothers, among others. At the top of the block, we heard a live cut from Springsteen. Kinda. It was on this day in 1988 that Bruce and the E Street Band played a show at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, which would be released as a live album 30 years later. What we heard, though, came not from the show, but from the soundcheck, a song from his brilliant minimalist Nebraska album, reworked with a full band. Reason to Believe was the name of the tune. All right, a couple of Zeppelin-centric events on this day. Here they are now. It's X-Ray.
Speak to me only with your eyes. Thank you. So
It's Raise a Glass, and that was Genesis doing Afterglow from their live set, Seconds Out. It was on this day in 1976, Genesis began the tour that would beget that album. It would also be their first tour of the U.S. since Peter Gabriel had left the band. With Phil Collins on the mic, the drum throne was filled for the first time by their longtime touring drummer, Chester Thompson. And when the album came out the next year, its release coincided with the departure of guitarist Steve Hackett. And then there were only three. Before that, Cross-Eyed Mary from Jethro Tull, as we wish a happy 78th birthday to John Evan, that band's keyboardist in the 70s. And at the top, Led Zeppelin doing the Rain Song. Lovely tune from Houses of the Holy, which was released on this day in 1973. Boy, there's an album cover you could never get away with today, with a bunch of naked children crawling around giant rocks. It was actually a collage of photos of just two children, siblings named Stephen and Samantha Gates, if you're keeping score. And if you're keeping score of such a thing, you're probably in the Epstein files. It was also on this day in 2000 that Jimmy Page won substantial but undisclosed libel damages from a magazine which claimed he had caused or contributed to the death of John Bonham. The article, printed the year before, claimed Page was more concerned with keeping vomit off his bed than saving his friend's life, and that he stood over Bonham's dead body wearing Satanist robes performing a useless spell. Yeah, you might want to do some fact-checking before you print such a thing. All right, for this next tune, I'm going to break one of my rules and play a band that I played just last week. Not only that, but a track from the same album, and not only that, but the track that follows the one I played last week. It's Steely Dan from the Gaucho album, and I play this in tribute to the prolific session musician who did the excellent guitar work on this song. You got it on X-ray.
I was a dandy, yeah, my kind. just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
Glass to Japanese music legend Ryuichi Sakamoto, who died on this day 3 years ago. That was him with Yellow Magic Orchestra doing Firecracker from 1978. We heard from Blondie doing Rapture, which went to number one on the singles chart on this day in 1981. A sad factoid, I always point out that the first two rap songs to hit number one were by a white girl from New Jersey and then a pop star from Austria. The brothers get no respect, I tell you. And atop that block, playing Steely Dan for the second week in a row, but not without good reason. The man who played the fantastic guitar on that song passed away on this day in 2013. His name was Hugh McCracken, a very prolific session guitarist who played with practically everybody. He was versatile in multiple genres and could fit his performance into anything that was required. He has credits on over 500 recordings beginning in the mid-60s, but I'm pretty sure it's an incomplete list given history's habit of dropping credits for session musicians. I could have played any number of familiar songs for him, Brown Eyed Girl, Killing Me Softly, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, etc., etc., but Hey 19 is my favorite of the bunch, and for a band so meticulous about the parts they asked their studio musicians to play, it was an exceedingly rare occasion that Steely Dan gave Hugh McCracken a certain level of freedom to do whatever he wanted to do on the track. All right, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming right up. Last one for you this week comes from The Cure, my personal favorite Cure song, A Forest, released as a single on this day in 1980. It's X-Ray. Radio is yours.